My name's Terry Thornton. I'm Curator of Education, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to Tuesday Evenings at the Modern. Tuesday Evenings is an ongoing lecture series. We're coming to the end of our spring 2013 season. Next week will be our last Tuesday evening until September, and we're going out, I think, in style. We have Bay Area artist Barry McGee, whose work is the subject of the museum's current focus exhibition. He will be here to present his art and ideas in conversation with, and this is a bonus, he's going to be in conversation with the experimental documentary film artist Bill Daniel. Bill will show excerpts from his famed documentary, Who is Bozo Texino? As it pertains to the conversation that he's having with Barry and with Barry's work. It should be very interesting. I think it will be a great finale. It's been a wonderful season, as tonight will attest to. And so I encourage you, if you're interested in coming to that lecture, I think Barry McGee has some street cred, so to speak. His work started on the street as a graffiti artist, and I think that it might be a big crowd, something like tonight again. So I encourage you to come early and get your ticket to assure a seat. And then we have books by Barry McGee that are in the Modern store that, if he's not available to sign them for you, might be pre-signed. If you're interested. And then also Bill Daniels has a great book, Mostly True is the title, and he is going to be selling those before the lecture as well. So anyway, come out for that, bring a friend, and again, come early, get in line for a ticket to assure a seat. Tonight we are honored to have the artist Robin O'Neill here with us, and I feel a little silly doing an introduction for Robin, but for anybody out there who's not related to Robin, I'm teasing. There are a lot of people here that are here strictly because of Robin's work, but there is a good, I think, cheering section down here in the front. Robin, for those of you who don't know, Robin is now living and working in Los Angeles. She is currently, while she's currently residing on the West Coast, I have to say that Texas still claims her. She lived for a very long while in Houston. Many of us knew her as a Houston artist, and her work is represented in Dallas by Tally Dunn Contemporary. Robin began her education in British Studies and British Art and British Architecture at King's College in London before settling on art. I think she's just an addicted learner. I think she just can't help but learning. And she ended up in art after a BFA at Texas A&M University in Commerce. She entered a graduate program at the University of Illinois in Chicago, and then opportunities followed. One of her monumental, cinematic, and labor-intensive narrative drawings with the Shakespearean-like titles was included in the 2004 Whitney Biennial, and she has maintained a significant exhibition record since. Some of her most recent solo exhibitions include A, which opens April 26th, and I always appreciate an artist that will come out when she has an exhibition just about to open, and she agrees to come out and do a lecture for us, but that's going to be at Western Exhibition in Chicago. An exhibition on Robin's work was at the John Michael Kohler Art Center in Wisconsin in 2012, and then the exhibition titled Hell, which was at Susan Englert Gallery, where Robin is represented in New York, in 2011. And then the 2010 exhibition, The World Has Won, A Final Bow Was Taken. Sorry about that. Titles are so important. I just butchered that. I apologize. And that was at the Des Moines Art Center in Des Moines, Iowa. As the 2009 Huntington Prize recipient, Robin was able to focus on her studio. And in 2010, she took an opportunity to attend the Werner Herzog Rogue Film School in Los Angeles, where in collaboration with the director, Owen Kidney, she created We the Masses, for which she received a Frameworks grant from the Irish Film Board and was awarded the 2012 Spirit Award at the Brooklyn Film Festival. Robin's work is in important private and public collections from the Blanton in Austin, the MFA in Houston, and the DMA in Dallas, to the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York. The Modern is proud to have attained O'Neill's seminal, These Final Hours Embrace at Last, This Is Our Ending, This Is Our Past, from 2007, which was gifted to the museum in honor of longtime Modern supporter George Young. This drawing is a farewell of sorts, and in tonight's presentation, Ending Things, Robin will address the nature of endings from the last lines of poems and the final episodes in TV sitcoms, explaining that, quote, endings can be inconclusive, but yet are still called endings. They are also starting points. Things must end so that something else will happen. In order to be reborn, we must first die. With that, will you please join me in welcoming Robin O'Neill.
Hi, guys. Wow, I feel like I need to start just by saying I love you, because everyone here I kind of love, so that's a good way to begin. Thank you, Terry, for having me out. Thank you, guys. I'm just going to launch into this. I'm going to start with just an image. Every once in a while, I'll kind of pepper in some images from sitcoms and movies that have affected me. Oh, it went away. I don't know what happened. Uh-oh. I didn't touch anything. Yeah, I don't really know. I'm sorry. It's on my screen. Maybe I won't touch anything, period. So this is from MASH, and this is a show I grew up watching with my parents at night when I was supposed to be in bed. This is the last episode, the last scene from the last episode. I don't really have much to say about that, but I just wanted to throw it in. But let's start with the piece that brought me here. Some of you hopefully have looked at it on the second floor. This is the one Terry just spoke about. These final hours embrace at last. This is our ending. This is our past. I'm starting with the end. This was the last piece in a series that took me almost 10 years to complete. I'm starting here because this is what my talk is about, is how to end things. And as a narrative artist, that became really important for me to figure out. My series, which we'll kind of look at sort of briefly this evening, was a series about the end of the world. It was populated by men only. There were thousands and thousands of little men drawn, and this right here was the last guy. And here he stands kind of hanging by a fraying rope above a really monstrous ocean. And to give you an idea of scale, that's me and one of my favorite people, a professor of mine, Lee Baxter Davis, standing in front of it. So that's it. And if you haven't seen it, please go up and see it. So where does something like this start, an end of the world series? How did I come up with this? What the hell was I thinking? This started when I was in grad school. And I was really uncomfortable with going to my studio and being amongst people while I was working. So I kind of had developed into a hermit really quickly in grad school when I lived in Chicago. And I really just wanted to make things in the privacy of my little studio apartment. And so I started with just a mechanical pencil, just like this one. These are photocopies of the early ones. I don't know where these are, by the way. These are just like, I just decided to draw people that reminded me of my dad and his friends doing like casual activities. Well, this is a bad example because there's a dead guy up there. I did not like watch that. Because really quickly, actually, things changed from me just drawing my dad.